Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight's story is about the dedication of a teacher. And this is a teacher who I knew. His name was Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Lipsker. And he unfortunately passed away in a tragic accident back in approximately 1994. One time, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Lipsker, we'll just call him Rabbi Lipsker, because there's another person in the story who's also Yosef Yitzchak, and his name is Yosef Yitzchak Greenberg. So we'll just call him Rabbi Greenberg and Rabbi Lipsker. One time, Rabbi Greenberg, who was a younger teacher than Rabbi Lipsker, less experienced, saw that Rabbi Lipsker was learning Gemara, and he was putting a huge amount of effort into it. Like really, really huge effort, just putting so much energy and effort into learning this Gemara. And he saw that the Gemara, which Rabbi Lipsker was learning, was fairly simple Gemara. And he asked Rabbi Lipsker, "What's all the effort over here?" He said, "I'm preparing the Gemara for my class tomorrow, for my students. But it's not such a complex Gemara," Rabbi Greenberg said. "How are you sweating over it so much? It's fairly simple piece of Gemara." So Rabbi Lipsker answered, "Well, let me tell you how I prepare for my class. I have 15 young men in my class. First, I learn the Gemara once for the first person in my class, Shlomi. And I think to myself, what questions will Shlomi have here? What's going to be hard for him to understand? And I think it through. Then I learn it again for the next person next to Shlomi, which is Label. I think, okay, I learned through the Gemara, and I think, what's Label going to say about this Gemara? What's he going to ask? Then I think through how I would answer his questions. Then I learn it again for the next person, whose name is Moshe. I learn it through, and I think, what will Moshe want to know about this Gemara? What's going to be difficult for him? What's he going to ask? And so I go through all of the students in my class. I learned the Gemara, each piece for each student, thinking, what is the way that I want to teach it for this student? That's why it's a lot of work. So Rabbi Greenberg told this story over to many people. I was one of the lucky ones to hear it. And I understood that teaching a class is not just teaching a class. It's teaching a group of individuals. It's teaching 15 or 20 or 10 or 3 or 5 individuals. And a proper preparation is to think through how I would teach it to each one. Now, I'm not saying that I reached this level of preparation as a teacher, but it's certainly a beautiful way to teach, very powerful way to teach. And I'm sure that each student benefited greatly from this type of teaching. The point is that we have to do our best. Each person, whatever they're doing in Torah and mitzvahs, or tzedakah, earning money in order to give tzedakah, or bringing some Yiddishkeit, some Judaism into the marketplace, whatever it is that we do, taking care of our children at home, or if we're students, we're children, teenagers, whatever we are, any kind of Jew, we have to try to do the best that we can. Put an extra effort to bring the Geula. May it happen right away. May all of us do extra to bring the Geula, especially since seemingly all that we've done to bring the Geula has not worked. The proof is that Rebbe says that Mashiach is not here. If so, we have to do more. And certainly by doing more, by determining that we will really try our hardest to bring about the Geula, we try to impress Hashem with how much we want the Geula to come, that Hashem will do exactly that. He'll bring the Geula, and may we spend tomorrow, or even the next hour, or the next minute, in Yerushalayim at the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.